Chapter 15. Now the lot for the tribe of the sons of Judah, according to their families, reached the border of Edom southward to the wilderness of Zin at the extreme south. And their south border was from the lower end of the Salt Sea, from the bay that turns to the south. Then it proceeded southward to the ascent of Akrabim, and continued to Zin, then went up by the south of Kadesh Barnea, and continued to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and turned about to Karka. And it continued to Asmon, and proceeded to the brook of Egypt. And the border ended at the sea. This shall be your south border. And the east border was the Salt Sea, as far as the mouth of the Jordan. And the border of the north side was from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. Then the border went up to Beth Hogla, and continued on the north of Beth Araba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and turned northward toward Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Adummim, which is on the south of the valley. And the border continued to the waters of Enshemesh, and it ended at Enrogel. Then the border went up the valley of Ben-Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusite on the south, that is Jerusalem, and the border went up to the top of the mountain, which is before the valley of Hinnom, to the west, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim toward the north. And from the top of the mountain the border curved to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and proceeded to the cities of Mount Ephron. Then the border curved to Baalah, that is Kiriath-Jearim. And the border turned about from Baalah westward to Mount Seir, and continued to the slope of Mount Jearim on the north, that is Kesalon, and went down to Beth-Shemesh, and continued through Timnah. And the border proceeded to the side of Ekron northward. Then the border curved to Shekeron, and continued to Mount Baalah, and proceeded to Jabneel, and the border ended at the sea. And the west border was at the great sea, even its coastline. This is the border around the sons of Judah, according to their families. Now he gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh a portion among the sons of Judah, according to the command of the Lord to Joshua, namely, Kiriath Arba, Arba being the father of Anak, that is, Hebron. And Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. Then he went up from there against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir formerly was Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, "The one who attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give him Aksay, my daughter, as a wife." And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured it. So he gave him Aksay, his daughter, as a wife. And it came about that when she came to him, she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. So she alighted from the donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" Then she said, "Give me a blessing. Since you have given me the land of the Negev, give me also springs of water." So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Judah, according to their families. Now the cities at the extremity of the tribe of the sons of Judah, toward the border of Edom in the south, were Kabzeel, and Eder, and Jager, and Kenna, and Dimona, and Adada, the Kadesh, and Hazor, and Ithnan, Ziph, and Telem, and Bealoth, and Hazor, Hadada, and Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazor, Amem, and Shema, and Meleda, and Hazor Gadda, and Heshmon, and Beth Pelet, and Hazor Shuel, and Beersheba, and Biziothia, Baala, and Iam, and Ezim, and Altolad, and Chesel, and Horma, and Ziklag, and Madmana, and Sansana, and Lebaoth, and Shelem, and Aen, and Remen, in all, 29 cities with their villages. In the lowland, Eshtaol, and Zorah, and Ashna, and Zanoah, and Enganim, Tapua, and Enim, Jarmuth, and Adullam, Soko, and Azekah, and Shaarim, and Adathaim, and Gadara, and Gadarothium, 14 cities with their villages. Zenon, and Hadashim, and Migdal-Gad, and Delian, and Mizpeh, and Jokthiel, Lachish, and Bozkath, and Eglon, and Cabin, and Lamas, and Chitlish, and Gederoth, Beth Dagon, and Naamah, and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, and Ether, and Ashan, and Iftah, and Ashna, and Nezib, and Keilah, and Akzib, and Marisha, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron with its towns and its villages, from Ekron even to the sea, all that were by the side of Ashdod with their villages, Ashdod, its towns and its villages, Gaza, its towns and its villages, as far as the brook of Egypt and the great sea, even its coastline. And in the hill country, Shamer, and Jatter, and Soko, and Dana, and Kiriath Sana, that is, Deber, and Anab, and Eshtemoth, and Anam, and Goshen, and Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages, Aram, and Duma, and Eshan, and Janam, and Bath Tapua, and Aphika, and Hamta, and Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, and Zihor, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, and Ziph, and Jutta, and Jezreel, and Jogdeam, and Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Halhal, Beth-Zer, and Gedor, and Me'ereth, and Beth-Anoth, and Al-Tikon, 6 cities with their villages, Kiriath-Baal, that is Kiriath-Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages, in the wilderness, Beth-Araba, Midden, and Sikeka, and Nibshan, and the city of Salt, and Injadai, 6 cities with their villages. Now as for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the sons of Judah could not drive them out. So the Jebusites live with the sons of Judah at Jerusalem until this day.